Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9.5 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, January the 22nd. We'll talk again about a proposed economic stimulus package that would include tax rebate checks up to $1,600 for a couple or family. The president called for the economic stimulus package on Friday without giving specifics, but administration officials and Republican Congress members are said to favor a rebate check of $800 per individual or $1,600 for a family, but only if they paid that much in taxes last year. Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan, a member of the House Ways and Means Committee, said, "You have to be a taxpayer in order to get a tax rebate. The White House is very clear that this is for people who pay taxes." But Democrats want to put some of that money into the hands of tens of millions of low-income people who paid little or no income tax in the last year, saying that low-income people need the money more. And it would be only fair, and that they would be the ones most likely to spend the money, which is the purpose of the rebate, to jumpstart the economy. We will wonder which approach you favor. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. We talked on Friday with an economics professor about the rebate check idea. He wasn't really impressed with it, didn't really think it would jumpstart the economy, said it made better political sense than economic sense. Today we will talk with a political scientist about the political debate over who should get the rebates. Dennis Riley is a professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So, who should get these rebates?
Well, obviously, from what you were just saying, it depends entirely on your own political, more political than economic perspective, I think.
Right.
The Republicans, Paul Ryan saying you've got to be a taxpayer. If you're going to get a tax rebate, you've got to be a taxpayer, but Democrats, I'm sure, are going to respond very quickly that, what do you think the payroll tax is? You know, a gift. And for, say, a struggling single mother with a couple of kids who's got a decent but not great job, the payroll tax is a much higher bite out of her income than, say, the federal income tax. And so should she be considered a federal taxpayer? But from the Republican point of view, of course, Social Security is sort of a terrible thing that FDR got through in dire times, and we should get rid of it anyway. And they just consider that, you know, contributions to your own overblown pension fund, and so they don't want any part of that as taxpayer status. They mean the income tax, and that will take a lot of people out of the game and people that the Democrats are determined to get the money to. So I think probably that'll be the biggest sticking point in Congress.
Yeah. What about, do you see the Democrats saying, hey, let's have maybe lower checks for everyone, but spread it around more?
Yeah, there's a distinct possibility. I mean, if they want to hold the line on a certain dollar figure, then they just about have to go in that direction and say, well, let's cut the size of those. And in addition, you know, spread it to more people, but also the Democrats, at least some of them anyway, have some strong ideas about not all of this going directly to taxpayers in the form of a single check, but some of it being spent for an increase in the food stamps program, extending unemployment compensation an extra 13 weeks, a number of things that aren't checks or rebates, but are in effect other ways of trying to get money into the hands of the most of what they see as the most vulnerable.
Yeah. Do you understand this proposal? I know there's no real super specifics here yet, but Professor Riley, is this something that the president's plan, $800 for individuals, $1,600 for families, but only if they paid that much in taxes, this is for anybody, or is this all? Is there a cutoff for if you're too rich, you don't get it?
I have seen nothing that indicates there'd be a cutoff if you're too rich. In other words, as I understood the way it was proposed, it was, in effect, to eliminate the lowest tax bracket, the 10% bracket. And so, you know, and which kicks in at $8,000 for a single person and $16,000 for a married couple.
I was seeing something being tossed around about $110,000 income, and I thought, well, I guess, you know, I mean, I didn't know if that was if you made more than $110,000 as a couple or family that you wouldn't get a rebate at all.
I've also seen that, too. Mm-hmm. And so, and I, you know, the president's plan is not really fleshed out very far yet, as far as anyone can tell. But I've seen both of those. That is, I've seen it said that it'll just eliminate the that one income bracket, and that would apply to everyone's income, regardless of how high that income is. But I've also seen that $110,000 figure as, okay, after that point, we're not going to be sending out checks. These are people who don't need the money.
Yeah.
But I would find it rather hard to believe that the president would be very strongly supportive of cutting it off at that point. I would think he'd let it go a lot higher, if not just say, just let it go.
Well, it's President Bush and top congressional leaders are set to meet today to discuss ways to pump up the sagging economy, according to the Associated Press, and they are hoping for a quick agreement on a stimulus bill. Are you hopeful for a quick agreement on this?
Well, I guess. I mean, in the sense that, do I expect it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how quick it'll be. I think both sides realize that if they wait too long, the impact might be exactly the opposite of what they want to have happen. It might come at a time when, after the Fed has cut interest rates and everybody's announced how much money they lost in the subprime market, that the stock market might start going up again, employment going up again, and then you put money into an economy that's already pretty much corrected itself. So they need to move quickly, and they know they need to move quickly, but it's not something that President Bush and this Democratic Congress have done before on anything, move quickly together. So we'll just have to see if they're able to do it.
We are talking with Dennis Riley, a professor of political science at UW Stevens Point, talking about the politics of this stimulus bill proposal, the one that would provide tax rebates, and whether low-income people who don't pay income taxes should get a tax rebate. 1-800-642-1234. What do you think? What questions do you have? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 18 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, January the 22nd. Coming up after 5 o'clock, it's At Issue with Ben Marins. Ben and his guests talking about the words of presidential candidates and comparing the speeches and rhetoric of the candidates today to the campaign of 1968. That's after 5, At Issue with Ben Marins. We are talking about the tax rebate checks, the proposed tax rebate checks, and whether lower income people who paid little or no income tax last year should get a tax rebate check. It's a debate going on between Republicans in Congress and Democrats in Congress. Our first caller on this is Mark in Romance. Hi, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking the call. I had not heard this proposal to not include the poor in any kind of tax rebate program, and I find it just appalling. The poor are paying taxes just like everybody else, not only through their withholding, but they pay sales tax. Portions of the rent that they pay are for property tax, and these are the folks who can least afford do that. And you take a look at the kind of weather we're having now, and I know people who are with children who are having to heat their homes with their oven, and it just blows me away how there could be a proposal like that. And I hope that our Congress people will take a strong stand in an equitable tax return or refund.
Yeah. So that blows Mark away, Dennis Riley, that some would say no to that. What is the justification, I guess, from the Republican point of view or those who believe that those who didn't pay income taxes should not get an income tax rebate?
Yeah, I think it comes down to a sort of, in some sense, a bit of circular reasoning, but the idea is if you're not a taxpayer, you shouldn't benefit from any reduction in taxes. It should only go to people who actually pay taxes, and according to them, according to this set of Republicans, the only tax that we're looking at here, because this is what we're going to rebate, is income taxes, then we'll look only at income taxes. You know, Democrats are going to have a hard time with that. There's not much question about that, and that's going to be quite an argument. But that's the Republican view, and I think it stems in some sense out of two very different views of individual difficulties in the economy. There was for a lot of Republicans, it's a traditional American view that if you're having trouble in the economy, it's probably mostly your fault. And a Democratic look that says, well, you know, it's a possibility that the economic system is failing you rather than you're failing in the economic system. And so we've got to get something to you because it's not really your fault. And a lot of Republicans who deep down think whenever anybody's got economic troubles, it's more their fault than it is the fault of the economic system. And they just don't want to help out. There are constituency-oriented things, too, the coalitions that support the two parties. But I think a lot of it is pretty deep-seated belief about the nature of the economic system and how individuals make their way through that system.
Laverne in Monroe is with us now. Hi, Laverne.
Good morning, Joy. Great program.
Thanks.
Good morning, Professor Riley.
Good morning.
I think people should be based on the taxes. I think somewhere is around $35,000, but I actually think they'd be better off if they didn't do anything because I don't think that's going to help. I think the problem is the direction Ben Bernanke is going with the interest rates. He wants to lower them, while I actually believe we have a inflation rate because about a week ago, two AP writers said we had an inflation rate of a 17-year high and one said a 27-year high. At that time, Paul Volcker raised the interest rates. The world economy is really concerned about what direction Ben Bernanke is going.
Yeah, Laverne, I appreciate that comment, but we're trying to focus in on the politics and the debate over the tax rebate checks. And what was your point of view on that?
I think they better off if they didn't do anything because I don't think they have defined yet if we have a problem with inflation or recession.
Yeah, Professor Riley.
That's actually a very tricky point because the chair of the Federal Reserve System, the Federal Reserve Board itself, does have to try to balance off those two potential economic difficulties, recession, inflation. And inflation was higher, but then we haven't had a lot of inflation of late. It was relatively high. If you take out energy, increased energy costs, it hasn't gone up all that much in the last during that period. But energy costs have gone up a lot, and they've hit everybody. And, you know, we're teetering. I think most markets and most observers think we're teetering on the edge of recession if we haven't already gone into it. They're not as afraid of inflation, but the Federal Reserve Board will have to be afraid of it. I don't think the politicians, you know, the Congress is not afraid of inflation right now. They're afraid of recession. Yeah. They don't want to run in November 2008 in with unemployment up another percentage point and so on and so forth and being told that they didn't do anything. So it's going to be, we're going to do something, and I think both parties want to do something. So something will get done. It's just a question of who ends up getting the money and whose ideas about who ought to get the money prevail.
Yeah. Thank you, Laverne. Maureen in Stevens Point. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Actually, it's Mineral Point.
Sorry.
But the more I think about this, I think the rebate should only go to low income for several reasons. One is they're the most likely to spend it. Two is the wealthy have gotten a tax break recently, which obviously they're not spending, or we'd be in better shape. And three, they're the most likely to be impacted by all the jobs that we've shipped overseas, and we need to figure out how to get back here so they can be employed.
All right. Professor Riley?
All of those points are precisely the kinds of points that will be made by Barney Frank, in the House of Representatives, by Charlie Rangel, by a variety of others. I suspect, though, that no Democrats are going to say only to the low-income people. They want to go into the election as the champions of the poor, but also of the, quote, middle class, extending up probably even to the kinds of $100,000 a year incomes for families, which really isn't as much money as all that anymore, I guess. So I think the Democrats will pick up on that. These are the most vulnerable, and we must help them. But middle-class people are also vulnerable, and we must help them. And so let's rebate back to lots of people and try to help the most vulnerable with the food stamps and unemployment compensation mm-hmm. and other sorts of things. Let's get to the bottom folks there. And Barney Frank's even talking about some money, extra money set aside for Medicaid payments for the states.
Yeah, I did hear that late last week that President Bush was trying to include in this stimulus package something that would say make his tax cuts permanent, but then withdrew from making that an official part of the package because the Democrats in Congress balked too much at that.
Yeah, I read the same thing. Mm-hmm. I also read that even inside the White House there was some considerable debate over whether this was a smart time to try to push that.
Yeah.
That maybe it would be better to just leave it. Although I think President Bush believes, and I suspect some of his closest advisors believe, that if they don't get it done before they leave office, the next president's not going to be very likely to do it. Yeah. I don't think they think the next president's going to be one of those Republican contenders.
Hector in Eau Claire is with us now. Hi, Hector.
Hi.
What do you think?
Well, I'm a father of four, and my wife is a stay-at-home, and right now, I'm making well under $40,000 a year and going to school to try to, you know, better provide for my family. I guess from my point of view, since I'm not paying taxes this year and I'm getting some back, me and my wife, we get our taxes and we budget every penny to hold us over for the, you know, 2008 year. And when doing that, we have no extra money to, you know, put back into the economy. Everything is saved for, you know, birthdays and insurance and all this other stuff. But I believe that if we had gotten the tax rebate, it would go back into the economy because, you know, we have old appliances. Mm-hmm. And everything else, you know, for a family like me, in our situation, we won't replace it until it breaks down. You know, and then that's an emergency thing, and then that puts us under credit-wise because we probably have to pay with a credit card, and that puts us more into debt. But with this extra money, you know, we could get that ahead of time and put it back into the economy. So I guess for me, I mean, granted, we're getting money back. Like I said, I have four kids, and I'm in that position where I'm trying to go to school mm-hmm. and make ends meet and everything. But, you know, as far as restriction, I think they should be pretty lenient on the restriction on who they give it to.
Hector, thank you very much for putting a, you know, a real-life story to this politics debate. Professor Riley?
Yeah, I think probably if anybody from the Democratic National Committee is listening to this call-in program, Hector will get a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
He'd make a perfect ad for precisely what they want to do. I mean, how much more can someone in those circumstances do to help himself and his family? Not a heck of a lot. So is it time for us to reach out and make it a little easier? And in the process, of course, the assumption is, and I think there's no reason to believe he's not telling us the exact truth, that money will be in the economy almost as fast as it hits his hands because there are things that are really needed but mm-hmm. postponed.
Yeah.
And I think that's why a lot of Democrats will be arguing about people precisely in Hector's position and saying this is who, one, needs the money the most, and two, we'll do exactly what we want, which is drive some more consumer spending.
We will check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue talking about the politics of this proposed tax rebate. We are talking about this proposed economic stimulus plan that would or could send back tax rebate checks of up to $800 for individuals, $1,600 for families, but administration officials and Republican lawmakers are saying that those checks should only go to those who paid that much in income taxes last year and not lower income people. Democrats disagree, and we'll continue talking about this after the news. Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 7:36 on this Tuesday, January the 22nd. We are talking about the debate over tax rebates. As stated in the New York Times on Sunday, as President Bush and congressional Democrats begin negotiations on a package of measures to stimulate the economy, the big fight will be over whether to put extra money in the hands of tens of millions of low-income families who paid little or no income tax last year. Nearly 40% of Americans owed no federal income tax last year, even though low-income workers did pay taxes for Social Security and Medicare.
President Bush has refused to disclose specifics of his $145 billion plan, but administration officials and Republican lawmakers favor a proposal that would offer rebates of up to $800 for individuals and $1,600 for families, but only if they paid that much in taxes last year. You have to be a taxpayer in order to get a tax rebate, said Representative Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, a member of the House Ways and Means Committee. The White House is very clear that this is for people who pay taxes. Democrats are gearing up to fight that approach, arguing that a stimulus plan should put money in the hands of low-income people, too, both as a matter of fairness and because people who are struggling to make ends meet are most likely to spend any government payments quickly. For the purpose of jump-starting the economy, economists want people to spend the extra money as quickly as possible. So that's the debate. We're talking about whether low-income people should get these tax rebates or not. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Our guest is a political science professor at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, Dennis Riley. And our next caller is Ray in Milwaukee. Hello, Ray. You're on the air.
Good morning. Thanks for covering this very important subject. Mm-hmm. I want to say the tax rebate to me is just a joke because it's so small. And these are people having trouble carrying water in their buckets. Are you going to put more water in the bucket? Because apparently there's holes in these buckets. My second point is, the biggest stimulus to the world right now, and which would really be beautiful the day after Martin Luther King's birthday, would be for our nation to decide today we're getting out of Iraq, and that would be the biggest stimulus for the world economy I can think of.
Mm-hmm. Again, we're kind of broadening the hour. Professor Riley, is that likely to come up in this debate?
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think the president's going to let it come up in this debate. That getting out of Iraq before George Bush leaves office is not on the table.
Yeah.
So,
Vicki in Racine is next. Hello, Vicki.
Hello. I would like to point out that these tax rebates only seem to happen in presidential election years. It seems to me a pretty blatant attempt to buy the public vote. And obviously the Republicans would like the rebates to go toward people who more heavily vote Republican, which would be higher income, and Democrats would like it to go to people who favor Democratic candidates, which would be lower-income folks.
Well, that seems right on target, doesn't it, Professor Riley?
Well, sure it does. Mm-hmm. Although, there, you know, it's not entirely true that we've only done rebates in presidential election years. The last one was 2001, right after an election. We tend to do them when we're terrified of recession. Election years, obviously, are our favorites, but not always. And you always have to be careful with the constituency connection thing, because it's true that's Republicans who tend to vote for Democrats, but it's also possible that people become Republicans or Democrats because of a sincere belief in what those people, in who ought to be helped and how the economy actually works as a national engine. And so, there's a lot of politics and a little bit of true belief in everything that the government attempts to do.
Yeah, when we got those tax rebates in 2002, did lower-income people get those too?
Not all the way down. Mm-hmm. No. Not all the way down toward the real bottom end of the economy. I don't remember the exact figure, but it was a ways up, and it didn't, as I recall, have a cap on it, so they went back to a lot of people, but I could be wrong about that.
Yeah, I just don't remember. And again, quoting the story in the New York Times, analysts estimate that a family of four with an income of $24,000 would receive no government payments at all. Families with incomes below $40,000 would, at most, receive partial rebates. A household with an income of $100,000 or more would get back $1,600, so at least under the administration plan or proposal as
right.
It stands now.
Yeah.
Scott in Green Bay. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Yeah, I guess a couple of thoughts. One is I think everybody should participate in it. I think everybody should get some type of rebate to, so that money can be infused in the economy. The problem is you need to make it something other than income taxes, because as been stated, there are so many people that don't pay income taxes that what happens if it's income tax-based, then you end up sending them a welfare check. And that's what it is. It becomes something other than a tax rebate. So you need to find a different mechanism to use so everybody can participate. The other thing is, for callers have said that it should only go to lower-income people. The problem with that is, in all reality, there's not enough low-income people in the United States to have a dramatic impact on the economy with the rebate just targeted towards them to be infused in the economy. So we need to have everybody participate in this. And then the last thing is, this is a great idea, a tax rebate, but boy, you need to couple that with a sound fiscal policy, because the spending is so high in Washington right now that this is a cyclical thing. This is just going to come back if we don't have good tax policy coupled with good fiscal policy.
Mm-hmm. Professor Riley?
Yeah, it's to change the spending patterns of the federal government after you send out a rebate to reduce spending in order to cancel it out is something that's just simply not going to happen. The spending will go on. I mean, it's mostly entitlement payments, the war in Iraq, interest payments on the debt. I mean, there's not a lot you could cut out, and I don't think anybody's going to even think about trying to balance this off with spending cuts for some reasons of fiscal sanity, because there's not much question they're going to have to borrow all this money anyway. The money's not available, so the money will have to be borrowed. And I don't think anybody's going to say we need to cut spending during a period of downturn in the economy. So I think that'll probably, it might be a good idea, but it will be off the table politically, I think.
Yeah. And no one's talking about just giving it to lower-income people, the tax rebate, are they?
No. Mm-hmm. The Democrats don't feel they can afford to do that. The mm-hmm. Republicans don't want to do it. So that won't be on the table either. This is going to extend well up, not just into the middle class, but it'll extend into six-figure incomes, and we were floored.
Right.
But, you know, two working professionals with a couple of children at $125,000 or $130,000 don't consider themselves wealthy Americans.
Yeah. You know, you say we have to borrow this money. Don't we end up having to pay down the road for this anyway by, like, claiming that rebate check as income and then paying taxes on it again next year or something?
You know, I really don't know what the proposal will say. Probably it won't. Probably they'll, you know, you'll be able to get that and not claim it as income. You don't have to claim a federal income tax return.
Yeah, I just could. Yeah.
As, you know, as mm-hmm. income, although you do your state income tax return.
Yeah. Cindy in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd just like to make the point that regardless of what this rebate extends to or who this rebate extends to, it is such a teeny tiny Band-Aid that we will have to pay back eventually on a very major problem. And I think, personally, that we should maybe be raising taxes. We have to pay for this debt eventually, and spending the money on the infrastructure, the roads, the dams, all of the things that need to be done in this country, and that would stimulate the economy and do something good for the country.
Mm-hmm. All right. Just a Band-Aid, Professor Riley?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, in one sense, sure, because it's about 1% of the world's biggest economy for a little while longer. And so, you know, is that a Band-Aid? Yeah, but if you think that all we've got is a cut, maybe a Band-Aid's enough.
Mm-hmm.
If you think, as some people do, and it sounds like Cindy probably does, that over the long run, while we're putting the Band-Aid on the cut, we're also bleeding internally in ways that we need major surgery on, and she may be right about that. There are others who believe precisely the same thing, and that we really need a major overhaul of our tax structure and a major overhaul of our infrastructure, and that we can do long-range stimulation to the economy. But I think long-range stuff in this context will probably be off the table. The election comes in November, and this is, as was mentioned earlier, partly a matter of the politics of November 2008.
Yeah. We are talking about that proposed economic stimulus package that could include tax rebate checks up to $1,600 for a couple or a family. The president called for the package on Friday without giving specifics, but administration officials and Republican Congress members are said to favor a rebate of $800 per individual or $1,600 per family, only, though, if they paid that much in taxes last year. However, Democrats want to put some of that money into the hands of the tens of millions of low-income people who paid little or no income tax last year. What do you think? What questions do you have? We talked with an economist on Friday about these checks and the economy of all this. Today we are talking with a political scientist about the political debate over who should get these rebates. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. About 11 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Tuesday, January the 22nd, according to my guest after 8 o'clock, David Frum, who is he's an advisor to presidential candidate Rudy Giuliani, former speechwriter for President George W. Bush. He says that conservatism is in trouble and that the Republican Party will lose the next election because GOP issues are no longer shared by the American majority, and he will offer a conservatism that can win in our next hour. We're talking about tax rebate checks this hour and whether low-income people should get in on those tax rebate checks or not. That's the debate that's expected to fire up in Congress as the economic stimulus package is taken up. Lucy in Clintonville is with us next. Hi, Lucy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to make the point that an economic stimulus package does not have to be a universe that includes only a tax rebate. I think the Democrats would make much more ground in helping low-income people if they publicly insist that the president create an economic stimulus package to offer the Congress that includes a tax rebate and something like an economic stimulus check for low-income people.
Professor Riley?
excuse me, but I'm not sure exactly what Lucy means by the second part of that.
Yes, a check rather than a tax rebate check,
yeah.
Lucy?
Yes. In other words, right now the Democrats are engaged in an argument that is trying to define who pays taxes, who doesn't pay taxes. Why not just drop that semantic argument and instead say an economic stimulus package, yes, can include a tax rebate element, but it could also include an element that aims to include lower income people in that stimulus by giving them not a tax rebate check since they don't pay income tax, but let's say an economic stimulus check.
Just don't call it a tax rebate check, but give low-income people
okay,
money.
Yeah. I get the idea, and actually I think in some ways that's precisely where the Democrats
right.
are going. They just don't want to go there in a form that's exactly as clear as Lucy's mm-hmm. just made it. They want to make it seem like it's the same kind of check as everybody else is getting to avoid the charge of a kind of welfare check, a welfare buy-off, all the stuff that they fear that the Republicans might throw at them if they try to include these people without demonstrating that they're taxpayers, that becomes a handout, and it's just too much for some of the Republicans. And the one thing we haven't mentioned yet but really need to remember, whatever comes out of the Congress has to get some Republican votes in the Senate. Because if the Republicans decide this is going to be something that needs 60 votes to pass, and I suspect they will, then it needs 60 votes. And that means it needs 8 Republican votes or 9 Republican votes. And so the Democrats just don't want the Republicans to have some kind of symbolic thing to attack. And I think they would fear that would be it. So they'll try to keep calling it a rebate check. They'll try to put that label on it as best they can.
Yeah. Thank you, Lucy. Steve in Appleton is with us now. Hi, Steve.
Hi. I'm just wondering, because this doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me, that we're going to probably borrow money from China to give checks to people who really don't need it for just everyday get-by things. So we'll probably buy big-screen TVs, probably made in China, so the money just goes back to China. I mean, if they're going to do something, they should give it to somebody like my mom, 82 years old on Social Security, trying to live in her house, needs to get repairs done. You know, she's got no money to go anywhere. Of course, she doesn't pay taxes, so she won't get it. But she paid taxes all through her life.
Yeah. Well, a couple of points there, I guess.
Yeah, and there's no doubt that's one of the, you know, another group of people that the Democrats, mm-hmm. like Hector, like that the Democrats really are going to hold up and say, why? I mean, what do you mean she's not a taxpayer? She was a taxpayer for all of her working life or her family's working life, and she's now collecting Social Security. Fine. Why shouldn't she be aided as well? It's clearly a matter of need. And the Democrats are going to, I think, try to find some way to define need to include people that, the Republicans are saying, this is a stimulus which we will do by rebating taxes. And the Democrats are going to have to find some other things to call it, some other things to deal with. But they can't get too far away from that because they, too, want to rebate a lot of money to middle and slightly upper middle income people.
Thank you to Steve. Now we go to Sean. And, you know, I wanted to actually follow up on one thing that Steve said. He said that these rebate checks are only going to result in a lot of people buying flat-screen TVs made in China. China benefits from this, not the U.S. Do you have any comment on that?
Well, that's a very difficult question. If the Democrats, to the extent that the Democrats succeed in getting money to people like Hector or Steve's mom, that probably not big screen TVs, probably something much more fundamental.
Right.
To anybody, maybe under $50,000 or $60,000, we're probably going to be saying, no, they may be spending it in very different ways. But if the idea is to get them some money and have them stimulate the economy, we probably aren't going to tell them how to spend it. We're going to say, you know, put it into the system, and we'll see what happens. But yes, the fact that we have to borrow the money, much of it from China, we'll get some of it from other central banks and other investors, but some of it will come from China and be recycled right back to China in the form of profits for Chinese companies. There's not much we can do about that. That's the nature of our economic system at the moment, and mm-hmm. we just have to live with that.
Sean in Burlington, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, well, my comments were similar to Steve's. We're up on upper solid middle income, I guess, and we have three kids that are going to be going through college. If you give the money to us, we won't spend it. I'm going to save it for my kids because they're going to come out of school with student loan debt, and they're the ones that are going to have to pay this money back to China and Saudi Arabia so that we can continue pumping oil from the desert and buying big screen TVs. So we won't spend it. So give it to Hector.
Hey, I guess Sean could get the check and give it to Hector, but
I suppose he could. But in some sense, there's nothing. We know some of this is going to be saved instead of immediately infused back into the economy, and if it's being saved for someone, Sean wants to save money to send his kids to college. A college professor is not going to say that's a bad idea. Got to buy yourself a TV. Yeah, just keep those students coming. Thank you very much. And it's good for his kids, it's good for his family. That's the decision he's making. And, we want people to make their own decisions. If some of this money is saved, investment or savings is not such a terrible thing. We're under-saved right now, too. So we need a lot of things in our economy. This won't harm it very much if that's what happens.
Thank you, Sean. Ann and Decorah, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is in Madison.
I'm sorry, Ann, go ahead.
Okay, I agree with the last two callers completely. We have crumbling bridges, and we've got roads that need repair, and we've got an attack on the public school system, which is starving. We've got all kinds of problems that need tax money, and the economy doesn't consist just of Wall Street. In fact, what's happened recently over the last 20 years is that corporations have gotten money transferred from the tax base, which they used to have to support, into Wall Street and into many companies that don't deserve to have that kind of speculative money invested. Now, Bush has said that he wants business tax rebates for big business and small business, as well as these silly little family rebates. And since a huge number of American big businesses don't pay any income taxes now via various accounting tricks, they're offshore, they have charters in Delaware, so on and so forth, and they pay far too little in sales and property taxes. How can you give a tax rebate to someone who doesn't pay any taxes now, as rich as he may be, and hasn't paid any taxes for a long time?
We only have about a minute to go, Professor Riley. It's not necessarily a rebate for businesses, but some sort of tax break, isn't it?
Yeah, tax reduction. I think probably the primary vehicle will be to reduce, to change the depreciation rules a little bit, to allow people to buy equipment and write it off faster, which is another accounting trick to reduce their taxes. And, yeah, these I don't think are rebates. I think these are actual cuts, which I suspect he would hope to make long term.
Yeah. Well, we'll leave it there for now. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks. It was fun.
Dennis Riley, professor of political science at UW-Stevens Point. Thanks to Leo Duran and to Karen Prager for producing this hour. Thank you for listening and for calling in. If you would like a CD copy of this or any of our talk shows, you can call the radio store, 1-800-747-7444. You can also listen to our programs archived on our website. You can listen through your computer at any time, WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.